AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. 4 inches of snow has shut down the federal government in Washington. But despite that, the new defense secretary is being sworn in this hour, Ash Carter. Live to our national security correspondent, Sagar Magani.
Rita, Vice President Biden's administering the oath that will make Carter the 25th Pentagon chief, succeeding Chuck Hagel, who resigned under pressure. The Senate overwhelmingly confirmed Carter last week, entrusting him with tackling a series of big challenges, Islamic State militants, the Ukraine crisis, and it was dicey just getting into the Pentagon this morning. Carter's wife, Stephanie, slipped and fell in the snow while getting out of their SUV. She laughed it off, telling assembled camera crews it made for the best picture ever. Defense officials say she's okay, Rita.
All right. Thank you, Sagar. They are calling it the worst storm of the winter for the Washington area and Point South. Schools and offices have been closed in many places. Kentucky Emergency Management official Buddy Rogers says,
statewide, our roads were and are very treacherous, very snow-covered. We've had anywhere from 9 to 10 inches.
The snow's moving up the East Coast now. Philadelphia and New York are expecting several inches. Denmark's intelligence service says, yes, last year it was made aware of the man who shot and killed two people over the weekend in Copenhagen, one at a free speech seminar, the other near a synagogue. But the intelligence service says a report that it got from prison officials where the man was confined until 2 weeks ago didn't give any reason to suspect he was planning any sort of an attack. The man was killed in a shootout with police. An American and a Canadian accused of plotting to shoot up a Halifax shopping mall have arrived in court in Nova Scotia for a brief appearance. They reportedly were obsessed with death and kept photos of mass killings, say authorities. The Dow's down 45. This is AP Radio News. Ohio is the first state in the union to give the new Common Core tests, the English and math tests that replace the traditional spring standardized testing. Our Sandy Kozel's got this news for the kids.
The exams are expected to be more difficult than the traditional spring standardized state exams they replace. In some states, they'll require hours of additional testing time because students will have to do more than just fill in the bubble. The goal is to test students on critical thinking skills, requiring them to describe their reasoning and solve problems.
The tourism office of Ithaca, New York, is waving the white flag on winter and advising visitors to its website to check out the Florida Keys instead. Visit Ithaca.com's homepage reads, "That's it. We surrender. Winter, you win. Key West, anyone?" It displays the Sunshine State's vacation photos as well. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.